welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family, a time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. A college boy entered his dormitory room and saw his roommate hanging from a closet doorway. He had fastened a short rope around his waist and tied it to a large spike driven into the door casing. "What on earth are you doing?" gasped the astonished student. "Committing suicide," was the grumpy answer. "Don't disturb me." "I don't quite understand," said the first fellow. "Most folks put a rope around their neck if they want to hang themselves." "Yeah, I tried that, but I found I couldn't breathe." We smile at this, but you know some Christians are willing to suffer as long as it doesn't hurt. In our studies in a few moments, we'll see the Apostle Paul's response when told that difficulties were ahead for him. We're ready to look at Acts chapter 21 at this time. We invite you to get your Bible and follow along with us. Also, we have helpful Bible study notes. If you're interested, please write to us. Our address will be given at the close of this 15-minute program. We're on lesson 10 and page 1 of that lesson. From Ephesus, Paul and his company continued on their way to Jerusalem. They stopped for a short time at Tyre and Caesarea, and of course, they wanted to visit the Christians in those places. In Tyre, the disciples told him through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. In Caesarea, a prophet called Agabus told him that he would be bound and turned over to the Gentile rulers in Jerusalem. Listen to the Apostle Paul's response. This is Acts 21, verse 13. "Then Paul answered, 'What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.'" That was Acts 21, 13. That verse makes it quite clear as to Paul's attitude towards suffering and death. He was ready for either. When they reached Jerusalem, the brethren were very happy to see them. They were glad to hear the good news of God's blessing among the Gentiles. No doubt they were also pleased to receive the gift of money which the missionaries had brought. There were many believing Jews, however, in the city who were suspicious of Paul. They thought that he no longer cared about the Old Testament laws. The Christians therefore suggested that he should go through a certain ceremony which would please these Jews and make Paul more popular with them. Paul agreed to do this. However, some unbelieving Jews saw Paul in the temple and started a riot against him. This was their opportunity to kill him, and they lost no time. But when the chief captain heard the uproar, he immediately sent some soldiers to keep the mob in order. They seized Paul and bound him with two chains and took him to the castle. Even there, the people cried out that Paul should be killed. But Paul asked permission to speak to the chief captain, who was surprised that Paul knew the Greek language. Then Paul told him that he was a Jew of Tarsus, an important city. As a result, Paul was given permission to speak to the people in his own defense. We have often seen in this book how a crowd or mob tried to attack or kill the servant of the Lord. It is well to note that the majority is not always right. The Lord will bless the one who stands for the truth, even though everyone else is against him. listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're just ready to look at Acts 22, but before we do that, may we say that we're glad that you've tuned our way. We hope you'll make it a habit. On this program, we study the Bible, and we have courses to help you study it even in greater depth. We're convinced that the guidelines of the Bible are just what we need for the day in which we live. We invite you to become involved in serious Bible study. Be sure to copy down our address at the close of the program, and then write to us. In Acts 22, we find the Apostle Paul presenting his defense to the people. He reviewed for them how he came to know the Lord in a personal way on the road to Damascus. Paul loved to tell the story of his conversion. And then he brought them right up to date. That there in the temple in Jerusalem, the Lord had appeared to him and told him to leave the city because the people would not receive his testimony. Instead, he was to go far away and preach the good news of salvation to the Gentiles. At this point, the Jews refused to listen any longer. To think that the Gentiles might get their blessing was too much. So they cried out again that he should be killed. The chief captain could not understand their hatred. He decided that Paul should be beaten. He reasoned that this would be the way to find out the real problem. But when Paul told him that he was a Roman citizen, the chief captain changed his mind. He knew that it was against the law to scourge a Roman that was uncondemned. So he had to give Paul protection and kept him under guard that night. The next morning, Paul was brought by the chief captain to stand before the high priest and all the council. When Paul stated that he had always had a good conscience before God, the high priest was so annoyed that he commanded some soldiers standing near to strike him on the mouth. This was so unfair that Paul, in turn, became angry and called him a whitewashed wall. But as soon as he knew that it was the high priest, he apologized. Notice what it says in Acts 23, verse 5. That's Acts 23, 5. And Paul said, "I was not aware, brethren, that he was high priest. For it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" There was then more quarreling in the court. Finally, the chief captain again had to rescue Paul and put him in the castle. But that night, the Lord appeared to Paul and promised him that he would be able to witness for him at Rome. When the Jews saw that they again had failed to accomplish Paul's death, some of them made a plot and swore that they would not eat or drink until they had murdered him. The plan was to ask the chief captain to send him again to the high priest. Their idea was to then kill Paul on the way. But fortunately for Paul, his nephew heard about the plot and came and told him. When the chief captain knew about it, he ordered 470 men to protect Paul and take him to the governor at Caesarea. Note that these men, who thought that they were very religious, could actually prepare to commit murder. We also see that God has his own people ready to protect and help his faithful servants. We don't even know the name of Paul's nephew, but he saw his duty and did it faithfully. The result was that Paul was able to serve the Lord for perhaps 9 more years. Felix was the governor appointed by Rome to rule Judea. The chief captain thought it would be safer to get Paul away from Jerusalem and into the care of Felix himself. So he wrote a letter explaining that Paul was a Roman citizen and that he had done nothing worthy of death or bonds. Then he told about the plot of the Jews to kill Paul, which was his reason for sending him on to the governor. The foot soldiers went halfway with them and then returned. But those on horseback took Paul right to the governor at Caesarea. Felix, when he read the letter, asked Paul where he came from, and then commanded that he should be kept until the time of the trial. 5 days later, the high priest came from Jerusalem with many others to press their charges. With them was a professional orator named Tertullus, who, when the trial came, made a speech against Paul before Felix. Paul, in his reply, first denied that he had stirred up any trouble in Jerusalem. He did admit that he was a heretic according to their way of thinking, in that he was a follower of the Lord Jesus. But he believed in the Old Testament, the resurrection, and worshiped the God of their fathers. Paul is ready to admit any possible wrong which he had done, but he will not confess to any crime. He also, as ever, is glad to confess to his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even if that means death for him, he is ready. Felix leaves Paul in prison, but does give him a great deal of liberty. When Felix's wife came, Paul had an opportunity to give them both the gospel. Felix was impressed, but instead of accepting the Lord then and there, he put it off. He said to Paul, "Go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you." Felix was actually interested in money and hoped that Paul would bribe him to get out of prison. What a contrast, Paul and Felix. Paul, a man willing to die for his faith. Felix, not thinking of his own eternal soul, but thinking only of the money that he could gain for himself. Two men, two very different destinies. I ask you to ponder, what is the priority in your life? It's time to close. For those of you who have the lesson material, it's time to do your exam and mail it to us. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.